Joburg, 27, Pretoria, 29, Mahikeng, up to 33 degrees today. We're seeing reports that an undisclosed amount of money has been stolen from a cash-in-transit van in Roodepoort in Gauteng. Details are still unclear and emerging as this is a developing story, but it seems like the suspect opened fire on the van and used explosives to access the cash. Meanwhile, ANC President Cyril Ramaphosa is expected to deliver the party's annual January 8 statement this afternoon at the Moruleng Stadium near Rustenburg in Northwest. South Africa's oldest liberation movement is celebrating 114 years of existence, this amid setbacks including a decline in party support. Cliff Shiko reports.
The ANC January 8 statement is a moment of reflection on the party's historical legacy, its achievements and challenges. Prominent among these challenges is the party's renewal agenda, which has been affected by persistent corruption, governance failures and poor service delivery. The party is expected to outline its 2026 local government elections action plan, an opportunity for the ANC to regain its lost voter support after losing its majority in the 2024 general elections. Cliff Shiko for Jacaranda Newswatch.
In other news, a foreigner is expected to appear before the Messina Magistrates Court on Monday for the possession of illegal explosives. The 39-year-old was arrested last night near the Beitbridge border post in Limpopo, and according to the spokesperson for the police, Hlulani Mashaba, soldiers patrolling the border fence caught him and another suspect in the act.
The suspects dropped their bags and fled in different locations. One suspect was swiftly apprehended while the other managed to escape. A search of the abandoned bags led to the discovery of explosives, including 25 K-Max safety fuses and 125 blasting cartridges.
And just a reminder, if you're headed to the Kruger National Park today or tomorrow, SANParks is urging you to be aware of the orange level 5 weather warning against heavy rain, thunderstorms and hail in Limpopo and Mpumalanga. The national spokesperson for SANParks, JP Lowe, says motorists should avoid low-lying bridges.
Be cautious on gravel roads. Monitor weather updates. Travel early. And of course, emergency preparedness. Ensure that your vehicle is in good working condition with an adequate supply of water, food, and a fully charged phone in case of emergencies.
For the full story, head to jacarandafm.com, click on news. Then we head to Iran. Mass protests against Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei are going strong. Major cities were gripped overnight by new mass rallies denouncing the Islamic Republic, and the son of the ousted Shah urged protesters today to plan to seize city centers. Reza Pahlavi's father was the country's ruler before the revolution of 1979, and his father was Western-leaning. Uprisings have entered its second week, something Khamenei is now blaming on the US. And finally, the N3 in the direction of Gauteng is expected to be very busy tomorrow as holidaymakers return for the beginning of the new school year. Chief Operating Officer there, Tonya Dugra, warns of lane restrictions as parts of KwaZulu-Natal, the Free State and Gauteng are going to experience some road work.
These works are an essential part of N3TC's ongoing commitment to road safety. Where possible, construction teams will aim to lift all northbound lane restrictions before Sunday's expected peak traffic period.
You can stay up to date with the latest news on jacarandafm.com. Just click on news. But from myself and the rest of the team, enjoy the rest of your afternoon.